Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Sister Kathleen lives in Aurora, and her preaching today is entitled, Sell What You Have.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad, because he had great wealth. Jesus tells the young man, and us as well, to sell everything he had so he could have treasure in heaven. I used to teach middle school students something like this. We imagined we had a treasure chest specially for us in heaven. The idea was to find comfort and satisfaction in adding items to the chest as the opportunity arose. We focused on doing good, that is, finding the high road or the kinder way to do something, to choose that good even or especially if nobody would be noticing or appreciating it. That would not matter, because the reward or treasure was being added to the heavenly treasure chest. Simple? Yes. Doable? Yes. Helpful? Yes. So the young man did go away sad, and often we do too. Maybe we miss the opportunities to let go of something in order to add to our treasure in heaven. Maybe we need to let go of a grudge, an old hurt, a moment of our glory in order to add to someone else's. Maybe we need to put more of our own gifts into one of the many, many needy causes, be it the gift of our time, our attention, our talent, our renewed generosity of heart, our openness to someone else's need for affirmation, even when ours is being overlooked. This selling is not so much a marketplace sale, it seems. I think it is taking each moment and agreeing with God to make it the best moment of that moment, to sell what is in the way, to take the profit from the sale, open our hand and heart, and see what can be done, what treasure it adds to the little box that is especially for us in heaven, our eternal life.